J.K. Rowling under fire from LGBTQ activists for not taking representation seriously enough in her novels. By Ben Q on March 18, 2019. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is facing criticism from progressives activists for not taking LGBTQ representation seriously enough after she claimed that leading character Albus Dumbledore had a homosexual relationship with fellow wizard Gellert Grindelwald. Last week, J.K. Rowling gave an interview for the special features of the Blu-ray release of the Harry Potter spin-off Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald, where she discussed the relationship between Dumbledore and Grindelwald. Their relationship was incredibly intense. It was passionate, and it was a love relationship. Rowling explains in her commentary, but as happens in any relationship, gay or straight or whatever label we want to put on it, one never knows really what the other person is feeling. You can't know, you can believe you know. So I'm less interested in the sexual side, though I believe there is a sexual dimension to this relationship, than I am in the sense of the emotions they felt for each other, which ultimately is the most fascinating thing about all human relationship, she continued. However, some fans were left less than impressed, accusing her of trying to make amends for the lack of LGBTQ representation in her best-selling novels. Rowling first revealed Dumbledore's sexual orientation back in 2007 following the release of her final book, The Deathly Hallows. However, the latest round of criticism may cause her concern given her own reputation as a progressive activist, with a 53-year-old regularly tweeting out her left-wing ideas to her over 14.6 million Twitter followers. Some of her views include the idea that President Donald Trump is more despicable than her book's principal villain Lord Voldemort, that the UK should hold a second referendum on whether the country should remain European Union, and even that God is a black woman. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.